So we're still at the ENO, and I'm talking to
Samara.
And Samara's leaning very kind of
nonchalantly
was the word I was going to use against what?
It's a cello, of course. You know, somebody actually, this is a very, very cello, clearly cello shaped case. And somebody once asked me, is that an oboe? When I went past them in the street, I really didn't know what to say to that other than just no.
But, it could potentially be an alien from Close Encounters.
I don't think so. I think
without legs.
I think it looks like a cello, personally.
So can I take it from that that you're a cello player?
You can indeed. Your powers of deduction astound me.
I'm pretty good, actually. I'm pretty good. Who do you play for?
I play for quite
bad question.
Sorry?
Kind of bad question.
Is it a bad question?
Yeah.
It's not a bad question. I mean, if I had a job, regular job with the LSO, that would be a very easy question to answer. But I'm actually a freelance, so I play for lots and lots of different people.
And you write stuff as well?
Yes, I am also a classical music journalist. So, yes, maybe not in the way that you were thinking. I'm not a composer.
Oh, right.
Okay. Sorry, I only just got that. But, yeah, I write, but not music.
Favourite composer?
Oh, God, don't make me
say... You
can
give me three.
Three, okay. Oh, even that's really hard.
Five,
okay, slightly better. five. I'd have to say Stravinsky, because he's the composer that first got me into classical music when I was a small child. So Stravinsky, Mozart, Bach, Schubert and Messiaen, just off the top of my head.
Well, I've heard of four of them, so that's good.
And you're gonna actually, no, I'm swapping Messiaen for Shostakovich, actually.
Oh, good, I've heard of all five now. And are you going to play tonight?
I am indeed. I'm on my way down to the Luke Factory, which is terribly exciting. And I'm going to jam a bit and make some loops, hopefully.
We will listen to you later.
You do that. You're going to take